You ready already? Okay. Chevy, the 5-minute Torah tonight. We have to have a little tharfus and a little synthesis to speak a little bit like Boimer, a little from the parasha. The Helig Yontov of Lag BaOmer, the Helig Yontov of Bar Yochai, as we just explained in the longer shir. There's so much of a understanding of a Mesiras Nefesh Begashmias of the Helig Rav Shimon. He lived a life of all those years by the Ma'ara, completely void of physical pleasure, of materialism, and reached levels of Torah and levels of Dveikus Lashem that we can't imagine. Yet the emesis for each and every one of us, it's very hard to separate ourselves from the world of gashmias and materialism. It's very hard not to connect to the luxuries of life, not to want nice clothing and nice cars. And all that we see others have in this world. Where could our chizuk come from? So if you open up the parasha, parasha's Emor, Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Chav Tes. The pasuk says, "V'chizis b'chu zevach toydol Hashem." When a person shechs a toda offering, a thanks offering to Hashem, lirtzonchem tizbachu, you should slaughter it, you should shecht it. It's hard lirtzonchem for yourself in a certain sense, for your ratzon. And the ending of that pasuk is very difficult. What does that mean? What's that trying to teach us? Lirtzonchem tizbachu. And Rashi grapples with this and gives two different ideas. You could be ayin chum on your own time. I want to share a Heilige Chassam Sofer. The Heilige Chassam Sofer says, and the Heilige Chloivis Ovavos in the beginning of Shara Bechina explains, that when a person has complete bitachon in Hashem, when a person has complete trust that everything that we have in this world comes from Hashem, and Hashem is in control of everything, so suddenly one has such feelings of hakaras hatov for Hashem, such hodah, such feelings of thanks. When you realize everything is from Hashem, and everything you have is from Hashem, all you want to do is thank Hashem. And even the areas where you put in ishtadlus, you understand your ishtadlus was only a tipa bayam of why you deserved whatever happened. So you're going to go and you're going to work and you're going to earn a big parnasa, but you realize it's all from Hashem. And you realize you wake up in the morning, it's a gift from Hashem that He allowed you to wake up in the morning. And you realize you're able to see, and it's a gift from Hashem that you can see. And you realize you have healthy children, it's a gift from Hashem that you have healthy children. And every little thing is full of tremendous feelings of really realizing and recognition that it comes from Hashem. And then your life will be full of hodah. Your life will be full of giving thanks. You'll understand, I'm always taking more than I even deserve. And what's going to be the response of someone who understands everything is from Hashem? What's going to be the response of someone who deeply understands? So you're going to give thanks to Hashem, but more than giving thanks, you're going to realize, if Hashem gives me everything, how could I not give back to Hashem? How could I not be Moser Nefesh to Hashem? How could I not sacrifice for Him once I realize all He does for me? A thank you is not enough. I have to give to Him. I have to be sacrificing my life for Him. So this is how the Chassam Sofer reads the pasuk. V'chisiz b'chu zevach toyd l'Hashem. When a person really gives toda to Hashem, when a really person's going to give thanks to Hashem, and that thanks come from a recognition that Hashem does everything in the world for me, lirton chem, that which I desire, that which is my ratzon, tizbachu, I'm going to slaughter it. I'm going to get rid of it completely. Because there's no more of my ratzon. Once I realize how much I owe Hashem, I'm going to be mevatel ritzoni l'ratzon Hashem. Then it's going to help me. What's going to give me the chizik to do away with all the taiva and all the gashmis? It's all the recognition of all Hashem does for me and the ha'idah and that karzat tov. Lirtzunchem tizbachu. And I'll be then a Reb Shimon Dekihir. I'll be able to live such a life. Baruch Hashem Baruch, we should all be zoicha to recognize all that Hashem does for us. And once we recognize all that Hashem does for us, give the proper karzat tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then be mevatel our own desires for the ratzon Hashem, and be zoiche then bekarav mamish. To when we make such a shchita, such a karbon Hashem, we'll be zoiche then to bring karbonos in the Beis Hamikdash b'mehirah v'yameinu. That's Hashem. Have a heilig Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh.
Oh!